Welcome to the FitCast. Every Friday, I put out a piece of content that challenges us to think. This is called Food for Thought Friday. Think of this as a time to reflect on a principle or an idea. Since our work week is nearly over and our Monday through Friday stressors are in remission, the end of the week is a great time to reflect about something that's not essential to our daily agenda, but is always running as a background task in our lives long term. Doing this on a regular basis can help us to reestablish our attention to the big pictures in our own lives and what matters to us. With that being said, here's Food for Thought Friday. Throwing the masterpiece away. Most of you don't know, but I was a career artist. Pen and ink were how I invested most of my time, and my work was regularly featured in some public facilities and kitchens. Then I graduated elementary school and discovered girls, but it was a hell of a run. I was young, I was really young, and my very early works were less than stellar. I loved drawing dragons. My third grade teacher, Mrs. Miller, actually mistook one of my dragons for a dog. Not all dragons have to have wings, you guys. But I loved it anyway. So I drew as often as I could, and after each time I sat down to put pencil to paper, I had a better dragon. By sixth grade, I could add shading, perspective lines, complex landscapes, and more to my drawings. The more I practiced, the better I became. And I have no doubt that over those 4 years, I had done over 1,000 pieces. But I have to share with you that I threw most of them away. I didn't like some, others I gave up on before finishing, and some just obviously weren't important enough for me to keep track of. But that doesn't mean that they were worthless. Each one, no matter how imperfect or how complete failure-ish they were, made my later drawings noteworthy. So many things, especially fitness and food, work like art. You aren't really talented in any of this. You just break it down into its components and learn them through practice. You have to be okay with throwing some things out of the window sometimes. And if you're not doing that, you're probably not practicing right. After you toss the non-useful stuff out, the non-useful tools, grasp the core concepts, and you can repeat them, then you discipline yourself until you eventually become good at it. This is basically how you become good at anything. It may be sport, it may be art, or self-improvement, or a relationship, but the concepts are the same at the core. The more you practice and refine your work through discipline, the gooder you're gonna become. Just like any other skill, you'll lose your touch if you get too out of discipline. Take drawing. I can doodle right now, but nothing near the caliber of what I did in the seventh grade. When I follow my morning routines, when I eat great food in the right amounts, and I refuse to skip workouts, even if I don't feel like doing it, I feel, I look, and I perform at a higher caliber. I've gotten out of practice before. When I feel myself slipping up or falling back into lazy habits, I personally double down on my efforts to get back to my discipline baseline. Drawing for me was a muscle. When I stopped working it and loving the process of growing, I allowed it to atrophy and I lost my discipline and I lost my touch. But I know I can learn this again. I would break it down into its components, practice, establish discipline, and get back to baseline, and I could draw better. From there, it's all about just discipline and focused practice from that point. I've done it multiple times with my fitness, and I've guided others through the same process, with a few alterations to fit their specific scenario. Many of us start with this ultimate goal in mind, but we often forget that the ultimate goal is made by the process of all of the non-ultimate things that we do over and over again. If you're making mistakes, if you're practicing, if you're learning the craft of something through trial and error, you're on the right track. The masterpiece is made of the throwaways that cultivated your ability to create your best work. In a way, the bad stuff is what made the good stuff so good. Now, if only I can make some time to relearn how to draw again. Have a great weekend.